Welcome to another episode of Searching the Obvious, a podcast by Dixiel Rodriguez. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? Psalms 139:7. Dr. Rodriguez focuses on how the Holy Spirit is ever active in our surroundings and in our lives, urging us to serve others. Her personal stories challenge the listener to be mindful of the Christian walk, recognizing our own fallibilities. This episode is entitled, The Taste of Gratitude.
It's a beautiful day for a cup of tea. Won't you join me? Sitting on a chair in the memory care facility that I work in is Frank. Military veteran, always observing, spends his mornings between breakfast and lunch sitting on one of the chairs facing the garden. There's always a porcelain cup nestled between his shaking hands. His words are more than an invitation. The walker next to him narrates the silent story of inability for Frank to prepare tea and return to the chair on his own. He is inviting you to help him make the tea and sit with him. For Frank, there is no family, no visitors, just a daily cup of memories. Before I visit any patients on any day, I walk through the facility committing this new task to God and asking for wisdom. This will be my home for the next several months. I will serve as a hospice and palliative chaplain. Every day I ask God, is this the right place for me? Is this the right choice that I have made? And I wait to see what the answer will be. My job here is to visit the patients every day, talk to them, prepare families for moments of loss and bereavement, and enjoy time with the staff as well. While chaplaincy work is familiar, memory care is a bit more challenging. Not everyone in this space is in the same place as it pertains to their physical decline. When I visit, I see family pictures on the wall, wedding pictures, memories. Some of them are of the patient when they were once a child. It's amazing. I realize this is a very sacred responsibility. Patients ask end-of-life questions and they expect me to have the right answer. A difficult process sometimes to navigate between legalities of potential proselytizing and the reality, the very reality that I may be the last opportunity to share God with someone near death. In my experience, most patients are scared, seeking comfort in the warmth of the faith they have heard of or the faith they once knew. On any given visit, I have come to understand that Frank prefaces his stories. Looking out the window on any given day, he will begin a story. This is a good cup of tea, he'll say. Have I ever told you about Rosie, my wife for 47 years? This is a good cup of tea. Have I told you about my time in the war? This is a good cup of tea. My son lived to be 13. Did you know that? Accidents happen, but no one tells you that God is the only insurance you have to mend a broken heart. Every day at 9 a.m., I have tea with Frank. We make our own space, placing two chairs and a small table in front of the window. I see him every day, and soon the walker becomes a wheelchair. But that's not a problem. We simply roll the wheelchair close to the window and sit, as if the seating arrangement has just changed and there is no difference. Then, Frank becomes bedridden. But that's not a problem either. I bring a chair and we sit together, and at 9 a.m. we still have our tea. One day, while having tea and reading a morning devotional to Frank, he reaches for my hand. I have buried children, my wife, friends, but God is merciful. I may have forgotten who I am, and I will soon forget what everything is, but He will still know me. I have accepted Him as my Savior. His eyes become teary. Thank you for the company, for the reading and prayer. I am at peace. I am ready. This tea that God provides for us to share every morning, this tea tastes of gratitude. 2 weeks later, I arrive at the center early in the morning, and I see an empty chair with a teacup next to it. It's one of our chairs. It's just one chair. I take a deep sigh and let it sink in. Frank will not be sitting with me for tea today. I walk to the chair, touch the chair lightly, and sit. A familiar friend, a nurse, walks up to me and gives me a hug. "I'm sorry for your loss, honey," she says. "The military chaplain is on his way. Why don't you have a cup of tea and say a prayer for Frank?" I smile at her, and I appreciate her gratitude. "What tea can I get you?" she asks. I smile amidst tears. "None. No tea. We actually never drank tea. Frank and I just drank water. Water that tasted like gratitude."
Searching the Obvious is written and narrated by Dixiel Rodriguez. We invite you to subscribe to her podcast along with all of our other podcasts by going to araudio.org. That's araudio.org.